Lesotho has been a hotbed of political developments in the last 24 hours, as you know. Now, yesterday, when we connected with our EWN reporter, Ntangwana Ngatane, she told us about Lesotho's Council of State preparing to make a critical decision about Tom Tabane's future as Prime Minister of that country. Within hours, they decided that Tabane was out. And as soon as today, Lesotho has a new leader in the person of former Finance Minister Mweketso Majoro. Ntangwana returns with an update for us now. Ntangwana, hi there. Has Dr. Mweketsi Majoro been sworn in as Prime Minister yet?
Well, not yet, Joanne, but invitations are coming out from the Royal Palace. And tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning is when all dignitaries, including diplomats in Lesotho, will gather for the swearing in of the new Prime Minister, Dr. Mweketsi Majoro. Joanne?
Why was Majoro the obvious choice for the Council of State, Ntangwana?
Look, Joanne, he is... he was a favorite in the sense that initially when the ABC split, it was between him and the deputy leader, who is Professor Nkosi Mahau, who was elected last year in February. Now, you know that Tom Tabane's party, the ABC, has been back and forth in court because of that split following those elections. But he was a compromise candidate, even though he lost the position of deputy leader. He is an MP, which Professor Nkosi Mahau is not. You're required to be a member of parliament in Lesotho in order for you to be a prime minister. So when ABC had to decide who would be prime minister other than Tom Tabane, it could only be Majoro. But also, a lot of these parties have been saying, particularly the Democratic Congress, that is now going into a new coalition with the Obasutu Convention, it did not want Tom Tabane anywhere near its coalition. So its condition for going into a coalition government with the Obasutu Convention was that Tom Tabane is not part of that coalition. So they got what they wanted in that sense. So also, he's an economist, 59 years old, one of the youngest in cabinet in Lesotho. So he comes in with experience, including having been an executive director of the IMF. Joanne?
So has Tom Tabane already resigned, Ntangwana?
Well, Joanne, I don't know if resignation technically is the word to use, but earlier today he made a statement to say that he is now out of public office and out of public life, and that even though the work that people wanted the ABC to do will continue, he will no longer be part of that work. Now, you know, when we spoke yesterday that he addressed his Ha'abeah constituency, that's the constituency that's been putting him in parliament since 2007, and he told them then that he was retiring as prime minister but not as party leader. So from that, one can only deduce that he was actually forced out by the state council, or at least the people that write for him, because this is how it appears, Joanne. Every time he appears, you can hear that whatever he's saying has been written for him. So the people that wrote the speech for him are not happy that he was forced out, but he had no choice, because the decision of the state council basically says that even though part of the ABC thought you have to be a leader of a party in order to be a prime minister, the state council says no, you only have to be a member of parliament who enjoys majority support in the National Assembly. Joanne?
Right. And which parties have promised to vote with the new coalition, Ntangwana?
Look, between the Obasutu Convention and the Democratic Congress, they have 78 of 120 seats of parliament. That's well over the 61 majority that they require. However, the other parties, 10 of them in all, have pledged their support for this coalition and said if they ever needed it. For instance, if the ABC was to split and those who are loyal to Tabane were to withdraw their votes for Majoro, they are well behind the coalition. And so they make a lot larger numbers. The only two parties that have not pledged to vote with this coalition are the former Deputy Prime Minister Mutetwa Mitsing's Lesotho Congress for Democracy, which has very few seats, as well as the now outgoing Deputy Prime Minister Munyane Muleleki's Alliance of Democrats, which also has about 10. Between the two of them, they have about 20 seats. So that's really not much. The rest of the other parties control about 100 or more seats of the 120 of the National Assembly. So quite a comfortable majority for Majoro coming in. Joanne?
Ntangwana, thank you so much for keeping us up to date on what's going on in the Mountain Kingdom. Ntangwana Ngatane, live to us there from Lesotho.